NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
Confused about different news sources? Radio CUC English Weekly Focus will bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Peng Han.
And I'm Yan Bingxuan. Today is Monday, December 15th, the 14th week of this term.
Here's the roundup for the latest news coming up next 30 minutes.
Lin Chufang, the CEO of Yidu Communication, visited our school and gave a lecture.
Sometimes you gotta global times and look how they make nonsense. You also know which is true and which is not true, right?
Chinese ex-security chief Zhou Yongkang was arrested and expelled from CPC on December 5th.
意味着不敢腐、不能腐、不想腐。
The punishment means that the campaign against corruption has achieved new progress.
On December 4th, Ukraine government and civil armed forces in eastern Ukraine announced a ceasefire by December the 9th.
We need everyone to deliver on the ceasefire. And now, every day, we have 30 or 40 cases.
And comment on two men stopped two trains in order to take a massive clean selfie.
And I think the two men deserve strict punishment, no matter how innocent their intention was.
And this is Weekly Focus.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
Recently, Lin Chufang, the CEO of Yidu Communication, visited our school and gave a lecture, talking about his observation and insights of the media industry. Our correspondent Feng Guorui will bring you more detail.
And now, at the lecture hall of the Advertising Museum, and let's hear what his opinions on making a magazine. So now, let's talk about the production process. After the transition, it only took less than 1.5 years for Vista to become the best-sold magazine in China. So how did you make it?
Well, actually, there's something wrong with this information. It's actually not 1.5 years, it's actually 1 year. Actually, I don't think I did a really good job, because under the circumstances back then, I think there's actually something wrong with information. It's not 1.5 years, it's actually 1 year. I really don't think I did a really good job. Vista seemed so outstanding back then. I think it's basically because it was set off by the other magazines.
You mean the others are too weak?
I don't mean that, actually. I mean, because of the unique advantage that Vista has in its decision-making mechanisms, we did a better job than the others. For example, if I want my salary doubled in Vista magazine, Vista would just act like a company, and my requirement will soon be discussed. But in other magazines, that's a really tough job because they have lots of things to worry about, and it will be forgotten in the end. The second advantage is that I have the absolute power in making decisions, like when we face a production transition. But it's comparatively harder for the others to even just move a stone. Thirdly, our products have the most efficient feedbacks from the market because of our advanced feedback mechanisms, which ensure us to be the fastest as well as the most efficient one. However, it's impossible for the others to make it happen. What's more, if we can't make it, we'll die, but the others won't. So, although the others are really outstanding, due to our advanced mechanism, they still fell behind. Advanced ones always win.
Just like you've said, it is the advanced mechanism that Vista has caused the success. So how do you establish this mechanism?
Okay, so I think first of all, which is the most important, is the mechanism of the public. And that means when I'm making my magazines, the first thing that comes to me is not what the readers are thinking or what they like, but what I like. So basically everything I publish is on the things that I'm interested in, and I think that the readers might like them as well. But as for many of the other medias, they have to first think about what the readers like. They like to guess what they like, but how can you get the solution just by guessing? And what's more, I think I'm just a really common person, and I like common stuff, the really interesting things in life. And so that means I kind of lower the standards in reading, but never have I lowered the standard of knowledge. And so I think that's what really meets the general needs. And second of all is the what we call mechanism of the market, the feedbacks we get from market data.
And that's all the information I've got. Back to you, Studio.
Thank you, Guori. Media industry is not as simple as what we perceive it on the surface. To stay competitive, we have to be more devoted and keep learning.
On December 5th, the final of Excellent Stars was held in a 1,500 lecture hall. This talent show was organized by the school student union annually. Our correspondent, Yue Yunfan, was there.
I'm now in a silent evening with one of the judges tonight, Zhang Aoyue, who has been the champion of the dance competitive type TV program, So You Think You Can Dance. What's his expectation to those candidates?
Just relax, don't regard it as a competition, and present your best date. Enjoy yourself and let the viewers enjoy it, and I think that's enough.
The competition has finished just now and the latest Excellent Stars was born. I'm now with one of them, the runner-up Chen Zhuang. Congratulate Chen Zhuang, how do you feel now? How do you consider your performance tonight? Are you satisfied with it?
I'm really excited and thank all of my friends. I think I have tried the best to perform well. And tonight, I think there are still some small problems, but not any big mistakes. I got to the normal level I had prepared before, and I really enjoyed tonight. That's enough.
What did you show to the audience? Why to choose them?
In the first round, I performed martial arts and declaiming. And in the second round, I played yu-yu. I was a captain of the martial arts club in my high school. I've also learned declaiming since I was young. The form of my performance is a little different from others, but I think that's what I am good at.
How do you think of other candidates' performance?
I think all of them are perfect, and I really admire them. For example, Liang Di and Yu Miao, I think they're all great dancers. I like them a lot.
What's the most difficult and happiest thing you've confronted in the process of preparing?
Because of my friends, I don't think there is any difficulty. And I think the happiest thing is being with them.
The topic of this year's Excellent Stars is utopia. Everyone has a utopia where you can release your pressure and enjoy yourself entirely. Why did the organizer choose this topic this year? What should be done on the way of pursuing dream and head for utopia in their eyes?
Because in the 11th Excellent Stars, we want to see the effect of pointing the way and leading all of us moving forward. Organizing an evening party is much more difficult than we can imagine. It's really a tough process, but we want to say that as long as you held out until the last, everyone is winner.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, Studio.
Congratulate to the winners and thank all the candidates and staff for presenting us a perfect show. Keep pursuing your dreams, and one day you may reach your utopia.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Chinese ex-security chair Zhao Yongkang was arrested and expelled from CPC on December 5th. Chinese ex-security chief Zhao Yongkang, the most senior Chinese official to be investigated for corruption, has been arrested and expelled from the Communist Party. The Supreme People's Procuratorate, China's top prosecuting body, said it had opened a formal probe against him. Back to December 1, 2013, the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau met to hear a report on the clues pointing to Zhao's disciplinary violation and decided to launch an examination. On July 29, 2014, the Political Bureau of CPC Central Committee held a meeting to hear a CCDI report on the examination and decided to file a case for investigation.
The punishment means that the campaign against corruption has achieved new progress. Till now, nearly 60 tigers or big tigers ranked at the deputy provincial level and above have been investigated and punished. I think it not only reflects the party's decision and ability to fight against corruption, but also shows that anti-graft will be always going on and have no end.
The investigation found that Zhao seriously violated the party's political, organizational, and confidentiality discipline. He took advantage of his position to seek profits for others and accept huge bribes personally and through his family. He abused his power to help relatives, mistress, and friends to make huge profits from operating businesses, resulting in serious losses of state-owned assets. What Zhou did completely deviated from the party's nature and mission, and seriously violated the party's discipline. His behavior has badly undermined the reputation of the party, significantly damaged the cause of party and the people, and have yielded serious consequences.
China will focus on boosting economic growth quality and efficiency in 2015, according to the Political Bureau of the CPC Central Committee on December 5th. China will adapt to the economic new normal, keeping economic growth within a reasonable range. A statement emphasized growth mode transformation and economic restructuring. The statement also pointed out our aim of ensuring social harmony and stability. In order to reach these aims, the country will work to make reform breakthroughs, pursue innovation-driven growth, boost risk controls, and guarantee people's livelihood.
The past pattern of development is unsustainable because it makes the economy expand recklessly and ignores environmental costs and ecological pressure. We were excessively dependent on demand from the outside, and we overlooked domestic demand. The new pattern is different from the one we adopted over the past 30 years when it comes to supply, demand, or economic momentum.
In 2014, China has achieved continuous and stable economic and social growth through deepening reform. This can provide favorable conditions for the economy to achieve sustained and healthy development in the coming years. But some trends have posed challenges for the economy and society and should be handled properly.
By setting about approximately 7%, it's also there to point to the direction that China will not really focus on the smooth growth of GDP in terms of the quantity, but rather we can allow room for reform to allow more of the quality and productivity.
Therefore, the meeting stressed that China will keep a balance between stable growth and restructuring, while sticking to the overall strategy of consistent micro-policies and so on. China will promote the synchronized development of new industrialization, informatization, urbanization, and agricultural modernization. What's more, it will encourage entrepreneurship and innovation among the public and cultivate new growth points.
Okay, let's look at the international news. Ukraine government and civil armed forces in eastern Ukraine announced a ceasefire by December 9th on December 4th. Ukraine President Press Office announced on December 4th that Ukraine will cease fire on the area of Donbas by December 9th, as well as withdraw their massive weapons. On the same day, civil armed forces in eastern Ukraine confirmed that they have already reached agreement with Ukraine government on the ceasefire action. Ukraine President Poroshenko said on a meeting with Ukraine powerful sectors leaders that they will implement the quiet system as to carry out the Minsk ceasefire agreement.
We need everyone to deliver on the ceasefire. And now, every day, we have 30 or 40 cases of shelling from the terrorists breaking the ceasefire. We have human losses and human suffering every day.
The fuse of conflicts in Ukraine dates back to November 2013, when Ukraine announced to stop maintaining contract relationship with the European Union. Protesters interfered social order of the country. After that, the problem of Crimea has aroused wild controversy. Although Ukraine agreed to ceasefire on December 4th, a shelling incident still occurred in Donetsk on December 5th. According to the representative of the General Staff Department of Ukraine government, there were 32,400 people fighting against Ukraine government in the area of Donbas, at least 6,000 of which are Russian soldiers. The situation of the conflict in Ukraine are still under observation.
A U.S. spaceship designed to one day fly astronauts to Mars blasted off on December 5th for an unmanned trial run around Earth. A Delta IV heavy rocket, currently the biggest booster in the U.S., lifted off at 7.05 a.m. local time from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. United Launch Alliance delayed launch by one day to resolve a problem with sluggish values in the rocket's first-stage propellant system. Riding atop a fountain of fire, the 24-story tall rocket soared out over the Atlantic Ocean, punching through partly cloudy skies as it headed into orbit. Cars jammed roads for miles around the spaceport as thousands of people attempted to catch a glimpse of the launch. The last time crowds this large gathered for rocket watching was for the space shuttle, which stopped flying in 2011.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And liftoff at dawn, the dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
The 361-pound solid propellant motor has pulled the launch abort system free from the upper stage and up from Orion. Everything going extremely well. The first two critical milestones have been accomplished, and we are now processing telemetry from the Orion spacecraft through the tracking and data relay satellite system.
NASA has been working on Orion along with a new heavy lift rocket for more than 8 years. The design of the rocket has changed, but Orion survived the cancellation of a lunar exploration program called Constellation to become the centerpiece of a new human space initiative intended to one day fly astronauts to Mars. For its orbital debut, Orion, built by Lockheed Martin, is expected to fly as far as 5,800 kilometers from Earth so that it can slam back into the atmosphere at a speed of about 32,000 kilometers per hour. Splashdown in the Pacific Ocean was carried out around 11:30 a.m. local time on December 5th. NASA has spent more than $90 billion developing Orion, which will make a second test flight, also without crew, in about 4 years. A third mission, expected around 2021, will include two astronauts on a flight that will send the capsule high around the moon.
Okay, let's move on to the weekly news minute. A car accident occurred near North Gate of our school last week. A speeding Benz car spotted an elder at the crossroad when heading towards Chao Yun Road. To avoid the passerby, the driver put on the brake, but he mistakenly stepped on the gas. As a result, the Benz car crushed into a footbridge. No one was injured.
The world's leading female snooker player, Kelly Fisher, came to our school for an exchange visit on December 4th. She gave a brilliant snooker teaching at CUC Snooker Club. Students luckily watched the legendary snooker player's first race skill. Afterwards, Kelly posted for pictures with students and gave them her autograph.
Public Security Bureau in Chengdu released the burglary data for 2014 on Thursday, showing that thieves consider apartments their ideal targets and nights are their preferred time. According to the statistics, burglars prefer entering a house to steal at night, and 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. is the busiest period of them, especially around 11 p.m. Though most of the residential buildings or communities are equipped with community property management and surveillance, weak management and bad application of the security equipment gave burglars a window of opportunity.
China will soon surpass other countries in the combined length of its subway systems, which is expected to reach 8,500 kilometers by 2020. 19 cities have recently extended their metro systems, with total mileage expected to hit 3,000 kilometers by the end of the year. Public transit, especially the subway, has had a major effect on easing congestion in Beijing, and the government will inject more funding to promote its development, said Deputy Mayor of Beijing. Four new subway lines will open to the public this month, which will extend the capital's subway to 527 kilometers, the longest in the country.
The United States and Britain pledged on Thursday to support Afghanistan's new unity government as foreign combat troops withdraw from the country after 13-year involvement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said President Ashraf Ghani's new government had already made moves to combat money laundering and corruption since taking office in September in the first democratic transfer of power in Afghan history.
Tens of thousands of people fled coastal villages in landslide-prone areas in the central Philippines on Friday as Typhoon Hagupit bore down on eastern coasts of the island nation where thousands were killed in a devastating storm last year. Tours were shut across the archipelago, leaving more than 2,000 travelers stranded in the capital Manila, the central Bicol region, and Mindanao Island in the south, after the Coast Guard suspended sea travel ahead of the typhoon.
Okay, that's the end of Weekly Review. The next will be sport and entertainment news.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. Zhejiang Swimming Association announced that Sun Yang's national 1,500-meter freestyle title was stripped as he had failed a doping test during the national championships this May. Sun gave up the chance to have the B sample tested and experts decided to hand him a 3-month ban. He said he used the drug for medical reasons and had been unaware that he was listed in WADA's 2014 prohibit list.
Sun tested positive for the stimulus trimetazidine during the National Swimming Championships on May the 17th and was suspended from competition for 3 months. Sun was also fined 5,000 yuan and stripped of the gold medal in the 1,500 meters freestyle he'd won during the championships.
After confirming that the next year's Africa Cup of Nations finals will now be staged in Morocco, the Confederation of African Football is reviewing possible hosts for the tournament.
Senior officials at the Confederation of African Football meeting in Cairo have now focused their attention on finding a late replacement to stage the Cup of Nations. They seem determined to press ahead with the existing dates and have said other countries have indicated a desire to organize it despite the short notice. Several nations, including South Africa and Ghana, have already declined an offer to host the tournament. Morocco has been thrown out of Africa's biggest sporting event after it requested a postponement due to fears over the Ebola epidemic.
Spectators give a minute's applause to Australian cricketer Philip Hughes before England's international rugby test match against Australia at Twickenham Stadium in London, November the 29th. More than 82,000 fans and players and officials of the England and Australia rugby teams were united in a minute's applause in tribute to Australian cricketer Philip Hughes, who died this week after being struck on the head while batting.
Hughes, aged 25, had played 26 tests for the Australian team. He died from bleeding on the brain last Thursday after being hit on the base of the skull by a rising ball at the Sydney Cricket Ground. This morning, Hughes' funeral was held in his hometown of Maxville, 575 kilometers north of Sydney. A lone cricket bat rested against the coffin at a packed service in his former high school hall in Maxville, in front of his heartbroken parents and friends and a shattered Australian test team. Australian cricket legends past and present attended the service, as did Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott.
As the world comes to terms with the death of Australian cricketer Philip Hughes, questions are being raised about safety in what has for decades been known as the gentleman's game. Hughes was struck beneath the ear just outside the helmet by a bouncing during a match between South Australia and New South Wales in Australia on Tuesday. 2 days later, he became the first international cricketer to die from an injury while batting. Authorities in Georgia, United States, are investigating child abuse allegations against National Basketball Association star Dwight Howard, police said on Tuesday. Police declined to elaborate on the details of Howard's investigation. Entertainment news website TMZ said Howard is accused of beating his 6-year-old son with a belt buckle. A group of San Francisco Bay Area business, sports and civic leaders will be to host the 2024 Olympics. It is putting together a proposal for the United States Olympic Committee. The group is proposing to build a $350 million temporary stadium for the opening and closing ceremonies, as well as for track and field events. After the game, the student part will be recycled and the area turned into a park. According to the official, the beach volleyball court will be set up in front of San Francisco City Hall, while table tennis will be located in Chinatown. The USOC said it will wait to make a decision on a US bid until after the International Olympic Committee meets in December. The IOC will select the host of 2024 Olympics and Paralympic Games in 2017.
Thank you.
welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel, I'm Longying, and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. A newly opened bookstore in Nanjing provides good news for book lovers who also love cats. The special bookstore is a joint venture between Xinhua Bookstore and a kitty cafe. And more than 20 purebred cats can be seen in this store, and they are meek to customer. Though the bookstore staff promised the cats are well behaved, I still worry that whether those clever fellows will suddenly jump onto the desk and scratch the book into pieces. Fallen leaves may be a bother to city cleaners, but three college students in Hangzhou have found a better use of them. The three sophomores built a small pyramid out of fallen leaves at the entrance of China Academy of Art. But I don't think they can do it in Beijing, because they will have to give in to the furious wind. December the 11th is the Cyber Monday, the biggest day of the year for online shopping. On this day, millions of internet users enjoy a lot through buying online goods in discount and started another shopping spree after Black Friday. Well, I bet Cyber Monday must be prepared for a bunch of underdogs who will beat them up right on Black Friday. At the end of November, a man scaled the White House fence, ran across the lawn, and made it inside the White House. So now White House has re-evaluated its security system, and on November the 25th, they announced that they'll start locking the front door. Can you imagine White House managed to get away with all kinds of danger this year while they don't even lock the front door? Do you know that November the 26th is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year? And for Jews, it's the year 5775 this year. It's interesting, right? You may know that Jewish scholars keep track of the number of the year by counting the candles on Larry King's birthday cake. Can you imagine how big the cake ought to be? Now there's something about DPRK. The DPRK government has ordered people with the same name as Kim Jong-un to change their name. Wow, how cruel. Now Kim Jong-un doesn't need to share his name with others. It's a really good way to show their admiration for the supreme leader, The CEO of American JetBlue Airways announced he'll step down on February next year. For many people, when hearing the name JetBlue, the first thing comes to their mind is always being late. So I guess his actual departure may be delayed until next March, or even later. Researchers are working on a new kind of breathalyzer that can tell you if you are driving after taking drugs. I don't think its principle is complex. Just imagine if the driver tries to dip the breathalyzer in natural cheese or tries to burn it with a lighter, then I think the result is kind of obvious.
Recently, a controversial event happened in Wuhu, Anhui province. Two men stopped two trains in order to take a masculine selfie. The action faced them a five-day detention. Our commentator Chen Zhuang and Peng Xinzhu would comment on this issue.
Dear audiences, welcome to Weekly Commentary. I'm commentator Chen Zhuang.
And I am Peng Xinzhu.
Xinzhu, how do you think about the two men who stopped trains just to take a selfie?
Oh, I think, actually, there's nothing wrong with taking selfies. Many girls, including me, share the happy things with our friends through selfies. But I think the two men have overdone the selfie thing. They're too crazy. Sharing new clothes or good restaurant is acceptable, but stopping two trains to take selfie is immoral and illegal. And I think the two men deserve strict punishment, no matter how innocent their intention was. Don't you think so?
I can't agree more. I think the main reason of their actions lies in the selfie craze. People, especially the young, love taking selfies to send them to friends or post them online. It's like it has become an addiction or something. Just like alcohol and cigarette addiction. Once indulged, you will find it difficult to get rid of it.
I agree with the word addiction. Most selfie lovers are more than willing to share their life with friends. They take photos of everything in their lives, no matter how trivial they are, from traveling to shopping and just having dinner. And as selfie always makes important impression, they will take tons of photos in order to pick up the best one and examine the photos again and again before posting them. It really wastes a lot of time and energy.
That's the point. And believe it or not, selfies are changing our lives and attitudes. According to some social studies, too many selfies may lead to a certain level of self-obsession and insecurity that most urban residents have. What's more, a recent statistic has shown that more Americans are now opting for unnecessary plastic surgery just to improve their selfies. Sounds crazy, isn't it?
Of course. And just like the two men, getting obsessed with others' attention or thumb ups is beyond the purpose of sharing photographs. So I think the selfie craze should be controlled. Taking some time chatting with friends is better than sharing selfies and give thumb ups on WeChat and QQ.
And to sum up, the so-called selfie craze is gradually causing social and mental problems. Sharing your life should not be blamed. However, overdoing it may cause trouble and even lead to punishments. It's time that we get rid of the self-craze and try to find a sense of security through real world.
Yeah. After our discussion, I decided to take fewer selfies and spend more time reading or staying with my friends.
Great. It's time we put down our phones and see the world through our own eyes.
That's all for Weekly Commentary. I'm Peng Xinzhu.
And I'm Chen Zhuang. See you next week.
Thank you, Chen Zhuang and Xinzhu. We offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
Winter holiday is around the corner, but that means final exams are coming too. From last week, we can log in our Educational Administration System account and find out our own final schedule. Go find out the date and compare with your friends. Which major has the longest holiday? Don't forget to book a traffic ticket before it rises in price.
These are the selecting news brought you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Peng Han. See you.
And I'm Yan Bingxuan. See you. You're listening to Weekly Focus. Tomorrow, C Countdown will wait for you to bring you the freshest music. No matter you're the big fan of movie or want to know more about music news, just lock in C Countdown. See you tomorrow. Bye.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。